U.S. states are considering banning smartphones in schools as a response to the growing dependency children have on these devices. California and New York, two of the most populous states, are currently discussing statewide policies on the issue. The concern is not new, as schools have been debating smartphone use for decades. However, the recent wave of regulations aims to further restrict phone use in schools. Many schools already have policies in place, with about 76% of schools prohibiting non-academic phone use in the 2021-2022 school year. The debate surrounding phones in schools has been ongoing since the devices became popular. Early critics were concerned about distractions and their association with the drug trade. However, after the 1999 shooting at Columbine High School, phones were seen as a crucial communication tool for emergencies. Some states relaxed their phone bans, including California, which repealed its ban in 2002. The debate resurfaced as schools recognized phones as a distraction, a tool for cyberbullying, and a means for cheating. The city of New York initially enforced a strict ban but later allowed individual schools to set their own policies. The current push to ban smartphones in schools is also driven by concerns about student mental health and social media use. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy has called for warning labels on social media platforms, comparing them to cigarette warning labels. Research has shown that excessive social media use can increase the risk of mental health problems in adolescents. Experts argue that phones in schools make it difficult for students to focus, build relationships, and learn effectively. Implementing and enforcing these policies is a challenge. Schools need strong community consensus and consistent enforcement for the policies to be effective. Ken Trump, the president of the National School Safety and Security Services, emphasizes the complexity of the issue. In Los Angeles, board members recently voted to ban smartphones from schools, but the details of how the policy will be implemented are still unclear. Some students argue that monitoring thousands of students in large campuses is practically impossible. In conclusion, U.S. states are considering banning smartphones in schools to address the growing dependency children have on these devices. The debate has been ongoing for years, but recent concerns about student mental health and social media use have reignited the discussion. Implementing and enforcing these policies pose challenges, but schools are striving to strike a balance between safety and limiting distractions.